Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. First one of the day. It's 9:14 a.m. here on the West Coast in the Great Pacific Northwest. Talking to Jim McKinley. Jimmy and I are going to talk a little bit about a number of items today. Going to talk about the upcoming major election a little bit, who I think and who Jim thinks may get the nod from the Democrats. Also going to touch, of course, on who might get the nod for the Republicans. We're going to talk a little bit about the disaster that's going on right now in cryptocurrency. And we're going to talk about all the money that the U.S. is putting into the Ukraine right now while not doing anything here at home. That's something that Tucker Carlson covered yesterday, and I want to voice my opinion on that. Jimmy, start out wherever you want.
Oh, and I think we wanted to talk about the 2020 election and the major corporate media. As we ended yesterday's show, I said that's the most important thing for the future of America is whether or not we have legitimate elections.
Right.
The information that's come out from True the Vote and the movie that's kind of presenting that right now is 2000 Mules. Apparently, it's doing quite well. Yeah. And it's now available on, you know, you can just download it for a fee. I'm not sure how much it costs. But it basically takes digital data from individuals that were picking up ballots from different locations and taking into ballot drop boxes multiple times, in some cases 50, 60 times. And then it actually documents through video, confirms that. It uses data from individual cell phone tracking that they bought, that True the Vote bought, and then they went back and looked, put boxes around areas to look at five key areas in the United States, and then looked at the tracking data of cell phones, some multiple people, and then actually went to video and got confirmation of that. So there's very clearly a massive election fraud and legitimate questions that must be asked. And legally, these were not legal actions. So here's the bigger problem. We know with factual evidence that there was a massive fraud problem in the 2020 election. None of the major media outlets, including Fox News, is reporting on it at all. Tucker Carlson had Catherine Engelbreit, she's the head of True the Vote, that put this together, had her on the other day. And according to her and Dinesh D'Souza, the producer of the movie, Tucker Carlson's producer and Tucker Carlson would not allow Catherine Engelbreit to mention the movie, the documentary that's out, when
now,
she
why
was
why would
on.
That be? That's an interesting point. Why would that be? What do you think?
Because I think the major media corporations are intimidated by law enforcement, by the Biden regime, and of course by big corporate interest to not admit that there were problems there. And Fox News in particular is guilty of it. If you remember, Fox News declared on the West Coast about 9 o'clock at night that when the polls closed in Arizona, they declared that Joe Biden won Arizona. When they made that declaration, that was at midnight on East Coast time. The key counties we're talking about in this movie, in this documentary, 2000 Mules, they stopped counting the votes. There were only 60% of the votes cast counted in Arizona at the time. Yet the Fox News desk, the poll guy said, oh no, Arizona was won, which actually reshaped and made and had other states stop counting for at least 3 hours in many cases.
Right.
Which would, for some people, they're making the accusation that gave them the opportunity to put whatever votes were necessary into the system to ensure those other areas would win. And that's the question that needs to be answered. Why did they stop counting the votes? That's never happened in the past. And what went on in those counting, in those actual offices that kicked out observers, Republican observers.
Yeah.
And none of the media are talking about it, in particular Fox News. And why? Well, James Murdoch, you know, Rupert Murdoch's son. So Lachlan Murdoch's running Fox Business, but James Murdoch's, you know, was involved, and he did step away from it recently. But his wife, the day after the election, the morning of November 4th, after the November 3rd election, she tweeted out, "We did it," basically getting Trump out of office, would indicate that the Murdoch family, the people that are running Fox News, were definitely never Trumpers, whether conservative or not, irrelevant. But yeah, we're working in the best interests of major corporations in order to influence the outcomes of elections. And of course, none of the major networks want to admit that there's any evidence of actual voter fraud at this point, because they have doubled and tripled down saying there is no evidence of it, and that you're a conspiracy theorist if you believe that, and that you are somehow an insurgent or attempting to overthrow the government by making these questions. And that's the most disturbing part that we have right now that we're facing in America, because if you can't ask those questions, if you can't go through and validate and verify this, then we have no system at all. And then we don't have a democracy. We don't have a republic even.
Well, I would agree with that. I would agree with that 100%. Let's flip over to the cryptocurrency thing. I mean, I'm in agreement with you on that, Jim. There's no question about that. It's going to be interesting to see what a mess we have, both in the primaries coming up this year and in the big one coming up in 24. Let's talk about the cryptocurrency. I'd like you to give your opinion on that. I have some personal reasons that I've never liked cryptocurrency. But I have some people who will be listening to this who I know they want to hear it from you also. What's going on there?
So, Billy, Bitcoin has dropped about, I think, maybe 10% in the last 24 hours. It's down below $30,000 a coin.
Yeah.
That is also, there's massive losses across the board with Ethereum at 22% since yesterday. BNB, XRP, Solana, Cardano, all losing between 25 and 33%. That's like, we're talking about $1 trillion worth of value in cryptocurrency has been lost. And that, I mean, that's just in the last 24 hours. Now, I've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
The basic theory behind blockchain technology, where you could lock in information into electrons and that wouldn't be changeable, that seems like it would save, you know, time and effort and money when you're doing a transaction. You don't have to have extra lawyers because you've got a legitimate system out there. Here's the problem. There's no way that anything electronic is secure. You know, and there's no, I mean, in the end, someone's going to be able to break it. And we know that people have lost, like one guy lost $300 million in his Bitcoin wallet, $300 million worth of value at some point. We know that things have been hacked. We know that transactions, and this is the most important point. The entire idea of crypto was that it would be transnational, would transcend regulatory environment, and it would be free market oriented. There is no way that the powers that be, that governments would not have a way to tax and regulate an electronic currency.
Right.
They're just not going to allow it to happen. It's too easy to do illegal activities, drug processes, to circumvent tax requirements. So the reality is, in my view, it's never been it's an interesting idea. That's not the point. But it's never been a legitimate opportunity. And I think some of the senior investors and people that have been involved in crypto have actually come out recently and said things like, you know, yeah, it's a pyramid scheme. People are making a ton of money on it, but it's not going to go very far. And what I believe is happening, this could be the next big, you know, decline in market value across the board that would have impacts, because the amount of money and the amount of different portfolios that invested in these digital currencies, that may be the type of wipeout in the next. We may see something similar to 2009 meltdown, 2008, 2009 financial meltdown. We may see something similar to the, or, you know, the 2000 tech bust, you know, the, and of course in 88, we saw a huge market drop as well, you know, and we're watching the market decline right now. Overall, you're seeing inflation climb. I just think that people are not going to be investing in these types of, you know, questionable electronic, you know, wallets, the cash right. somehow out there that's not cash.
Well, I felt that way for a long time, Jimmy. There's no question about that. I'm on the record a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, saying that. I want to segue into another subject, and that is, we're putting all kinds of money into the Ukraine lot right now. This is something that Carlson brought up yesterday. All kinds of money and effort is going into the Ukraine right now. But look what's going on in the United States. The economic numbers are looking worse and worse and worse, number one. You know, and then, of course, the idea that there are certain baby products that you can't even get in the United States right now, you know, baby food that is essential, et cetera, can't even get it right now. I don't understand what the Democrats are doing, Jim.
I don't think they understand what they're doing.
No,
or they do have
either. No, I agree.
There may be a plan. I mean, I think with the energy issue, they want higher oil and gas prices. And of course, they just, you know, cut off another lease for oil and gas in the United States. It's going to hit big prices even, you know, as even go up even higher. The Ukraine issue, it's almost in their interest for the green people to continue to push these arguments because they're using them as a justification for inflation. They're using them for a justification in high energy prices, and that forces a change. So there may be actually, you know, some nefarious ideas that somehow this is going to get them to a position where they'll be successful in their goals in green energy. And I think that's part of the plan. That's certainly part of it. But the other part of it is they're just incompetent. They were incompetent. The war in Ukraine would have never started had they taken some very wise actions early on. So you could almost say they're either incompetence or their nefarious actions allowed Russia to start this war, and they have failed miserably to stop it in either negotiations or unifying people together to stop, you know, the aggression on either side.
Yeah.
I will say that the Russians are suffering badly right now. They are in very, very bad way. They're making some gains in the east in some key areas, but in many areas, they're just facing immense losses. They will not be able to sustain this forever. And unfortunately for the Ukrainians, they're getting crushed on this. So everyone's losing again. And the Biden administration is absolutely failing to address the issues in the United States as they're focusing on this crisis that could have been avoided had they made better decisions early on.
And that really is the case, right? No question. Jimmy, we've been going for quite some time, about 13 minutes. I'm about ready to wrap it up. How about you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. I think the only other thing we just briefly want to talk about is, you know, just the disgusting influence on the corporate media right now, which is really shaping people's opinions.
Yeah.
And of course, by neglecting the questioning of the elections, by things that the media has been responsible for in the past to question the government, they are now openly and actively supporting government actions. And and I think it's very much to the detriment of the nation, their credibility, and potentially causing the United States to be in a very, well, we're in a very serious situation. Well, I don't know how long it's going to last, especially if the Chinese move towards increasing their threats against Taiwan, major exercise in the last few days, threatening an invasion. And that's something we could talk about for the weekend show.
Weekend show's coming, but it's going to be a good one. Jimmy, thank you so much.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.